Lesson 2, 1732. The 13 Colonies of North America. The New World, as America was nicknamed, wasn't really new, nor was it a world. Native peoples had inhabited America since the Ice Age. But to Europeans at the 15th century, the New World term couldn't have been more fitting. To them, America was new, and it was another world. It offered a fresh start to Europeans who were adventurous enough to cross the Atlantic and colonize a new land with only hopes, dreams, and a few bare necessities. In chronological order, according to when they were founded, this is the story of the 13 colonies of North America, firmly established by 1732. The first colony founded in the New World was Virginia. Sir Walter Raleigh named the colony in the late 1500s after Elizabeth I, the Virgin Queen of England. It was 1607 when the legendary Captain John Smith settled the village of Jamestown on the coast of Virginia under the Virginia Company of London. Determined to stay alive in this untamed land, Captain John Smith forbade his men to eat unless they worked. His strict work ethic made a difference, and Jamestown, Virginia, survived to become the first lasting colony in the New World. The Virginia Colony is sometimes called the Jamestown Colony. The Virginia Charter stated that one of their purposes was to promote, and I quote, "the Christian religion to such people as yet live in darkness and miserable ignorance of the true knowledge and worship of God," end quote. The Jamestown colonists lived up to their mission when they shared Christ with Pocahontas, the famous Native American girl who brought corn to the near-starving settlers, embraced Christianity, and married one of the settlers. Her well-known story is in Volume 3 of this series. The second colony to be established in the New World was Massachusetts, also called the Massachusetts Bay Colony. The Pilgrims get credit for its founding in 1620, when they famously landed at Plymouth. Seeking religious freedom, they ventured to the New World on the Mayflower. The Pilgrims were a mixture of Puritans, separatists, and strangers. Like the Jamestown settlers, they too had a famous Native American help them survive starvation. Do you know who it was? It was Squanto. Once a prisoner of the British, Squanto knew the language of the white man and befriended the Pilgrims. Because Plymouth thrived, thousands of Puritans migrated to Massachusetts and the area of present-day Maine. Maine broke away from Massachusetts in 1820. Under John Winthrop, a Puritan governor, the towns of Boston and Salem grew rapidly. You may recognize the name Salem. This town is known for a tragic incident in 1692 when 19 people were hanged for supposed witchcraft. The town was nearly ruined by fear and distrust among the colonists.